trespass into the domain of the gods. And welcome again to another episode of Build Bros. Well, I'm here with Mr. Copley Steve and Swamp Me Ass Whatever Alex, and I just fucked up.
Logan has no thoughts.
No need to restart that, but that's so funny. I'm so excited for that. How did you fuck that up so easy? You just immediately forgot everyone's name right off the ripper. That was the easiest part. I thought you were going to struggle with remembering to do all of the, Like sponsorships and like all the shout outs and stuff. But us, you forgot about us, motherfucker.
You remembered me. That's all that matters.
That's because he's imitating you.
Oh, this is great. I needed that laugh today. But yes, people, if you're here,
we're restarting, motherfucker. Calm down.
No, we can't. We can't. We can restart. Oh, let's keep it rolling.
This is it.
If you're still here, I would like to thank you for sticking around and dealing with my white brown ass. We're here today. We're talking about the new Gundam manga. Something to do about a phoenix and big boobies. And restocks and yeah, just stick around and show you. Mr. Copley will take it from here. Bye. Lewis is out.
Hang on, though. Mr. Copley will take it before I drive it into the ground any further.
We got Alex, save Lewis, and Logan with us today. Thank you guys for listening. We are back. I think this is our 30th episode, actually, of the main series of Build Bro. So it's a... You know, it's a little milestone a lot of
only
times.
Only fitting,
you know,
for us to fuck up the intro, right, guys? Come on.
But yes, Lewis is 100% correct. We will be talking about the new Gundam Despair Memory sequel manga here shortly. Before we get it kicked off, big shout out to our sponsor, Usagi Boots, on Instagram for all your anime merch needs. Fucking awesome rips that he does, man. He does such a good job with his drawings. So definitely check out his page on Instagram. Pick something up. He's got a lot of cool stuff out there. So, and it's very limited, so it's not getting reprinted. So it's one and done type of thing. Get it or you lose out.
For all you limited whores.
Limited. I'm telling you guys,
brewing over there, Alex. Limited.
Limited.
I'm a sucker for that stuff. I'm sorry. I'm a huge sucker for that limited stuff.
You have to be. It's mine now. You don't have it. Now what?
I'm cooler than you.
Yeah. Lewis, how was your week?
Awful.
I'm sorry.
I was there for one of the moments, so I understand.
I guess awful, but hey. I'm gathering all my pieces and I am putting them back together.
I hate that. I love it. I hate it.
It's okay. We're human. We go through ups and downs in life. So, hey.
It's going to get better, though.
See?
Look at all that orange behind you.
Oh, see? The orange with the Cerulean Project. Let me kick it. Orange panel lining.
It's nice.
It is very nice.
It's come out really well.
I'm excited to see it when it starts actually. You know, we've seen all the panels and parts separate, and they all look nice, but to see everything start laying against each other.
I think I'm going to go all matte. Except for the inner frame, yeah. Everything's going to be all matte.
He's trusting me.
That could be dangerous. Alex, how was your week?
You never trust me. You don't even know what that means.
It was a week. I'm here. I'm breathing. Cheers.
We're in
Cheers.
The same boat.
Cheers. Logan, tell me something good, please.
For me, I mean, I finished my F-91s besides the rocket launchers, which I'm going to start painting up soon. I'm almost done this break kit of the Testament, which I did. Oh, I saw that. Listen, I have it over here already on alligator clips ready to be painted. And as you can see with this, all I need to do is just start chipping and I have to just order a can of top coat. But it gives me an excuse to buy like actual top coat. It's for airbrushing as well as all of my colors for my resin conversion, because I'm not going to be mixing custom colors because it's going to take forever. So I'm just going to do colors straight out of the jar. So that way I'll always have the perfect and same shade as I do this by segments. So if I mix some paint up and I spray it on the feet and the legs and then the paint like runs out or goes, something happens to it. And now I have to make that, but I don't remember the ratio. Everything else on the kit's going to look off and fucked.
It sounds like you're making a good plan with it. So
it looks good. I like it.
Yeah, I like the Testament a lot. I think that looks really good.
I mean, if you like a silhouette, because all we saw was black.
And the camera.
What? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, I can't do anything about that. It's my first master grade P Bandai though that I've ever built. I own a couple, like only like three or four, but it's my first one that I ever built. I didn't think about it until I actually built it and was like, oh, I didn't really think about that. And it's also my first ever weathered master grade. So double fun. And I can see why people like weathering on master grades more than 144 skill now.
I haven't done one.
You need to teach me. Yeah. You need to teach me because I'm gonna start a weathered one.
And my girlfriend was happy with this too because I tend to start a weathering process and it's like very light looking, and then I start being like, oh, I can add a little bit more here, here, and here, and then I overdo it and it gets a little bit too battle damage. So this time I was really just trying to focus on keeping it as light and natural, just like natural wear as possible with no, yeah. Like even you guys know Mark texted me and was like, grow a pair of balls and put some chipping and like bullet damage in it. I'm like, not this time. I'm just doing nice, simple weathering all the way through. And my girlfriend, when she walked over before recording, grabbed it and was like, I like the light weathering. Like this looks a lot. Like I like this a lot. So maybe this is the new style I do moving forward.
Hey, sometimes you need that outside perception too. Like, you know what I mean?
My girlfriend doesn't give a shit about Gundam, so if she's saying she likes it, I might be doing something right.
I mean, for me, man, I didn't do goddamn thing but work all week. I did a little bit of painting on the thrusters for the Tall Geese, but as soon as I'm done with the recording, I'm working with Carrie on her group collab thing. We got to paint that. Well, she's going to paint it up, but I'm just going to
call her after this and yell at her.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll probably hop on Discord. I'll tell her to hop on Discord.
Yeah, boy.
So speaking of Discord,
yeah,
you guys should be joining the Spawn Camp Discord. That's where we're all hanging out, building Gunpla, watching movies, playing games, and just being degenerates. So you guys definitely should join the Spawn Camp Discord. We're constantly posting links for it. I just made a QR code for it, too, so I'll make sure that you guys get that, too. Moving forward, let's get right into restocks, boys. I know Leaf and Panda had a couple cool things on their site. They also posted up that their physical store is almost sort of done. It's getting very
close. They're just putting the paint on the walls and like the carpet in, I think. It was the last post I saw.
Yep, it's one step closer. So I'm super excited for that shop to open. Me and Alex will definitely be taking a trip out there to definitely hang out with Sean. They had the Shinanju Stein Verica Master Grade as a restock. They had the GM3 as well, which I really... Okay, so I'm not a huge fan of the GM, but I like the GM3. It seemed a little more bulkier on it, and I like the color scheme on that a lot. Yeah, look, see, Logan ordered it. Logan,
thank you,
it.
Leaping Panda. You rock. I got my God Gundam and this in like 2 days. I love you. Smooches.
Can't be mad at it. And then also another cool one, too, was the Zaku, I think it's Mariner. I agree. They posted that recently, too, as a restock. And I was like, I like that kit, too. That's pretty cool. I'm into that.
Throw a dart at one of us.
yes, this week on Gundam Place, new restocks are the High New Gundam Mobile Suit Char Counterattack Metal Build, $359.99 plus shipping, $9.99. Then we got Sinanju Stein High Grade Narrative Version. And then we have the MG 007 Sword. I want that one. And we have the MG Camphor.
Camphor.
Coming out with his old spiky self and everything, with the bazookas and everything. And then we have the Age 1 Normal Earth Federation Force Mobile Suit. That shit looks hot. I ain't gonna lie. It's so simple, but it's like hot. I like it. And that is it.
Hell yeah.
Alex?
Me? I have
me.
The Mecha me? Warehouse. Yes. We have a full armor unicorn for Ka. What else we got? That's good. Victory 2 Gundam, also for Ka. And MG Double X Gundam. That looks actually pretty dope. I'd like to get this.
Is it the Master Grade one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In my turn.
Yes.
So, for my restocks, it's going to be the Gundam Galaxy. And the three that I saw that the real grades of the Gok was one of them. And I own this kit and have not built it yet, but I have a couple friends who built it, and it looks so fun and interesting. It's not your typical mobile suit, so, and like your typical inner frame for a real grade. So I'm definitely excited to build that in the future and have like a break from your normal kind of silhouette mobile suit. And then the other one I have is the Hayakurin High Grade, which is from IBO. It doesn't get reprinted often, and seeing it in stock for $13 is pretty awesome. I definitely recommend picking it up. It is the blue variant of it. I forget the name of the other one. It's a similar name, but it's pink. And they're like sister suits, essentially. They're really cool, and they have boxing gloves, which is dope. And then the final one is the Goof Custom Master Grade, which is just, you know, it's the Goof. So it's as sick as it can get for a Zaku, and it's in Master Grade form. How can you not like it? And for $38, it's a pretty good price for a Master Grade.
Oh, yeah, I agree, man.
Very.
It might be older, but it's still a solid suit for sure.
Well, and I don't think you can go wrong with those two either, man. Like, the Goof just has, like, an iconic, like, mono eye look, I think. Like you said.
Yeah. I have a tab open on my YouTube to watch later of someone who took the high grade sniper, Zaku Sniper 1 armor, the one that has, like, the kneecap that comes out, and they fitted it all onto the Char real grade Zaku, so it's a real grade sniper, too. And I've been wanting to do that with a Goof for so long. I think I'll do it one day. But I'm also secretly hoping we get a Goof real grade, because that would be sick as hell.
That's the first Master Grade that I want to chip and do weather. Yeah, a Zaku. I think just because when you see a Zaku, I don't know, I think of it like battle damage and shit like that. And then the Gundams are all nice and shiny.
That was the first thing I ever battled.
Same with GMs too. Like, you don't really, whenever you think of a GM and you want to do any like full repainted stuff, I always feel like you do some type of minimal realism weathering, even if it's just like dusting it or like oil wash. But whenever you do like an Exia or something, most people always tend to do like the really crisp, clean builds where they look like they're factory new. And yeah, like GMs and Zakus in your head, like you always kind of picture them like chipped or shot in the fucking chest and shoulder or something going on, where they're just like hanging on for dear life.
It's getting got
all fucked up.
My testament's just been walking around memeing, chipping the paint. That's my restocks.
So, we'll move on along to the main topic. Well, actually, shout out to the real Gundam too, like real grade God Gundam. I'm super excited to see Logan build that, and everybody else's kits that are when they build it. See, there it's peeking right out. Look at it peeking.
Nerds.
I gotta pick one up, man. I'm gonna pick one up eventually. I just had
second one comes Tuesday.
I'm planning to. You know what I was thinking about? I'm planning to get four, one original colors, and two the theme that I told you, the War Greymon and Black War Greymon. And the fourth one, I was thinking to do it high new colors. Because I saw...
Don't worry. All these ideas will change in like 3 days, so...
No. I was thinking the shower, and I was like, I should buy a fourth one and do the high new color.
See, your thoughts in the shower are much different from mine. When I make bad decisions like that, it's when it's like 3:30 in the morning and I get off Discord and I'm laying in bed. I'm like, I'll watch two YouTube videos, but first, I'll go on Newtype and USA Gundam and all these other stores and just like look at what the new releases are. And I'm like, oh, I'll just pick up two of those really quick. It's only 3:30 in the morning. Who needs to know?
Touch.
So I have two real grade God Gundams now. I want three, but if I end up with like five, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought Logan's shower thoughts were about Alex, but I
just like think of like a blank screen. It's just white. It's nothing.
I'm excited to see those kits, man.
Yeah, I think I'll clean build this one and just do like a nice clean Matco clean build just to experience the build process because I know it's going to be a lot more interesting and fun. I was talking to my buddy Kay and he brought up that the pre-built inner frame parts are mostly just like the joint for the wrist and like elbow. And I think it's for the locking mechanism for the claw to go over. But I'm really interested to see how that gimmick works because it's apparently kind of a weird configuration, but it's interesting. So I'm kind of excited just to do a build of it in general, just to experience the build. And then I'll buy, you know, more and paint them for fun.
Psycho. Absolute psychopath. Moving on, boys. Let's talk about Despair Memory Gundam sequel.
Boobs, lots of boobs,
dude,
and gore.
Lots of boobs, gore. We're not completely sure timeline wise, but I guess it doesn't really matter. We know that there's new types at there were new types at some point. I don't know. I got a really weird like fantasy magical twist on this.
Yeah, for sure. And the new types aren't like they're obviously in direct reference to new types, but they don't have like the same abilities and like, you know, these ones have this regeneration ability and stuff like that for damage on their physical bodies versus new types generally are more like when they're in a mobile suit, it's all mental and it's all like a brain awareness and like connection with the suit. Versus theirs, they don't need a suit and they have like special power, like magical powers. And yeah.
Yeah, I think they call him Neos, wasn't it? I think it was Neos or something.
There was
like
two
that.
Names. They called him Neos and they called him something else. I forget the name. It was really strange.
I thought it was really cool though. Like the go ahead, Lewis.
I just know that this shit like blew me away when I saw the when it first started and I'm like, wait, what? And then you saw the gore, I'm like, wait, Por K. We're going like full blown.
Salem fucking witch
trials. I was like, okay, say no more. Let's do it.
Yeah, like straight up like a Salem witch trial, like you said, Alex. Yeah, I mean, they were like, whoa.
Yeah, I was
seeing like the knife with like the intestines and the guts. Like I was not expecting a Gundam manga, even if it's like a side story or something. I was not expecting that level of gore. Like, I could understand a blood splatter on the wall or like punching and a nose bleeding, but to see like a knife going in and cutting upwards and then the guts spilling out, I was like, is this Gundam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you're good.
No, it's good. Go ahead.
I want them to do a series. I don't know, but yeah. I just think this is going to like, I think this manga will change the direction of Gundam. Like, this is mature shit. Like, this is not like PG-13 and, oh, you see blood here and there. But this, like Dolan's Island, when, you know, Amuro smushed the guy, we didn't see him smush the guy and we didn't see no blood. But we, you know, we imagined it. But this,
This shit, there's no like, imagination needed. It showed you
everything. Yeah, this shit is like, bam, here in your face.
Yeah, no, if this gets popular, it would definitely be cool to see, even if it's not popular where it's like on that level of dedication as the other plot lines. But even if there's like this side story that's expanded, that's meant to be geared towards a more adult and mature theme, that'd be kind of interesting to see.
Like an OVA series. I could definitely go for that. Yeah. I could definitely go for that, or a movie, dude. Even a movie. I would
get some OVA kits from the series.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that Gundam, whatever the fuck it is, I don't know its name yet.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up later or something. Yeah.
I don't think they brought it up yet. We haven't even seen the Gundam in the manga yet. From
my understanding, just see
it,
pictures.
You see it three times, and then two of them are like close-ups of like the face, and then there's one of like the silhouette from far away, and it's flying in the air.
Now, can we talk about? Go ahead.
About the villain.
I don't know really if we have a villain so far.
We have to have a villain. There's
I think I guess that guy in the very beginning, but you only see him in the very beginning, and then that's it for the most part. There's some dialogue moments, but there's nothing. There's no actions he does directly that are like impacting the main characters you're meeting.
Whenever they're like lowering that Gundam into like the Terminator scene, that takes place 20 years before the story right now where we're at.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we necessarily.
What if it did the meme with the Gundam hand thumbs up as it went down?
Terminator. I mean, our main character that we see, whatever her name is, Kaoris. I don't know how to say that. I'm probably butchering it.
Redhead monster.
Yeah. Red hair mommy. We're not really sure. I mean, she's not really exactly like a good
character. This is how Gundam, I mean, Gundam just though, when you murdering. Look, when you do it though, when you look at it though, Gundam series love to show main characters that don't really take a side and just like have their own personal beliefs and do their own thing. Even though they might be part of like an organization or something, they do shit on their own moral compass. And she's kind of doing that right now. She just also happens to not have any attachments to any faction either. So she's just going around doing whatever. Like she says it over and over, like, I do whatever the hell I want. Just go do. And she literally just like goes and gets drunk and like goes and like messes with people all day long. And then it's nighttime and she passes out and wakes up and does it all over again the next day. And that's all she does because she has nothing else to do and she's bored all the time.
I want to be her.
Building Gundams,
but I wonder if she,
except for murdering people, I don't want to do that. No,
yeah, he does.
Rephrase.
Yeah, I wonder if she's fully human because her eyes are like phoenix looking bird.
Well, I wonder to your guys's point as well, what we were talking about before with the whole new type thing and how it's not directly the same. I wonder if it'll come back later where she finds that Gundam that it was shown before, and if because her new type blood or whatever with that Iris having that phoenix color, if that will relate to being the, like, almost like Mikazuki and Barbatos is like the only person that can pilot it because of that. And then she gets it, and only she can, or like maybe she gets inside of it, and like there's some attachment bond or like memory trigger that's like, this is my Gundam now.
Yeah, because hear me out, like, that Gundam has to be Phoenix orientated because you got that Gundam that they were, you know, throwing it down the molten lava. So they were melting it down. And then this girl has like this Phoenix, you know, resurrection power, you know, she resurrects. So it has to be Phoenix related. That Gundam is going to be, or I mean, If it's called Gundam Phoenix, I'm gonna be like, you know what? I predicted it.
Well, give the one that they melted looks very, 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 very similar, if not
to a 78.
If not, it is the RX-78. Yeah,
it looks just like it.
The head looks slightly
and
different.
This new one looks like the Exia Wing and Burning Gundam had a child.
I thought it gave me like a very Burning Gundam look to it in the face.
Google Images, and I just like the design of it a lot. It's really pretty looking.
I hope we get a kit, dude. I really do. Like,
I don't want no fucking high grade. I want a master grade from the get go.
I want the pilot to be naked.
Looking quick. This mobile suit has been shown before in something called AO Ashi Chapter 115. and it looks like it's fighting the Black TriStars or a variant of them, but it's piloted by a blonde male protagonist, and it's in full color. I'll copy a photo quick so you can look at it on the spot. I'm going to put it in that chat that Copley brought up. There you go.
I won't be able to look at it because if I click on it, then it's going to fuck up the stream on YouTube.
Yeah. I'll check it. I love the orange. Damn, if that kit was out and we were doing Cerulean Project, yo.
Oh, wait. Copley, just look at your phone quick. I just sent you a DM of it.
There you go. Okay, perfect.
Just so you can, because it's in full color, so you can see the color separation. You can see what it looks like. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's almost like not even blue. It's like purple, red, and orange.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
There's enough blue in.
Oh shit. Gundam. Yeah, I like the wings on it too.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I hope they come out with a. I hope. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the story is very interesting. I mean, for any of the listeners, definitely take a look at it. But we'll give you like a little brief synopsis. Basically, it says it's 700 years after the Great War, where a good portion of humanity is wiped out. And basically, eventually, they get to a point where they decide that Gundams are no longer needed. And they destroy all the Gundams, round up all the new types, and then gas their ass. Well,
I know
what they do. That's what.
It's interesting. Is most times new types in all the other series are held to this high standard of the best and most excellent pilots. And if you can find one and add them to your army, you are an elite army now. And now in this, the roles are reversed, where it's like literally a witch hunt to exterminate them from the planet. It's almost very much like Attack on Titan vibes.
I could see that for sure. Speaking of which, I can't wait for the new season again for the fourth fucking.
I love
time.
The show, but let it end.
Already ended.
Yeah, it is end.
Also, I sent you guys photos. Someone did a rendering of the full suit. It's in the chat for you two, and it's a personal DM for you, Copley. But that someone did a rendering of what it would like the full design of it in color.
But yeah, so basically, so all the new types are basically exterminated, or so they thought. There's a distress signal sent out 2 years before the story starts taking place, and they send a bunch of convicts out there, and you don't know they're convicts at first. It's just like a group of people, and then they start kind of like revealing that they've all done something, and that's why they're going. And then they meet our main character after she has done some interesting things with Gore. That if you guys read it, you'll see. It's very short so far. It's only like 5 chapters.
She also
walks
up to them just out of the beach naked and starts taunting a guy. He's like, "Oh, I'm naked. You like that?" And she's like, "Please just get off of me." He's like, she's like, "Oh, okay.
Alex, what'd you have to say?
Shit, if they do this mission, they get to go free. That's like the
This can only mean they die.
You're like, why'd you choose us?
Because you know.
No free meals for you guys anymore. No.
Facts.
3 hots and a cot, no more.
It's definitely, for being 5 chapters, it's like a 30-minute read, and it is a lot of intro and backstory, and we haven't gotten to really any meat of the story yet. I feel like the next 2-3 chapters that they release, that's when we'll start getting into the more important stuff, I guess you could
say. But I'm kind of glad that they don't like shove the Gundam right in your face, chapter one.
No, they kill them all off right in the beginning.
Yeah, like
no Gundams.
It's like slowly building to the anticipation of how is this Gundam gonna look? Because the renders that you sent, will it look like that? I mean, it's similar, but you know.
I hope it looks like it.
I would say yes, only because it's been in other series. They know what it looks like.
I can't wait. I hope. Bandai, if you're listening to us, we're just a small little group. MG. I don't even care if it's fucking P Bandai. Just MG, baby. No high grade. No real grade.
Real grade would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I would
like
it at a high grade.
Fuck you.
Or a master grade. I meant master grade. I don't want it at a high grade. It's going to have 6 pounds of color stickers. I don't want that.
Okay, it looks like it's called the Minerva. Minerva.
Watch there be a kid of it already, and we're all just dumb as hell.
Yeah, he's just stupid as fuck. Yeah, it's called a Minerva. That's the name of the kit.
That's the first time I ever seen that shit.
Minerva. It's called a Minerva. It looks.
Are you sure? Because really... there's a ship from in Destiny Seed called the EX Minerva.
No, it just says Minerva. It says it's from this.
Ooh.
Yeah, Despair Memory sequel.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, hopefully they give us more details. Oh, you're ruining it for me. Stop.
It's got some interesting shielding and stuff like that, too. It's got, like, the, what's that shit called? Like, the laser shield shit? I don't fucking know what that shit's called. I'm not good with technical terms, but...
Oh. What are we all saying? We obviously know that she's going to have a bond with the Minerva because it showed that scene of her really fast where she was like being birthed, but she was being birthed in the cockpit of that suit, which means that her mom was probably the original.
Oh, I got that wrong. I thought her mom was being burned in front of her, like burned alive.
No, I think maybe that's the whole like Phoenix thing. And like though, is when you have a kid, they become the Phoenix after you turn into flames, essentially. But that would make sense why she has a direct connection with that suit for sure. If her mom was the original pilot,
that would make sense.
That's pretty cool. I just thought about that. It just kind of hit me for a second there, and was like, wait a second. So yeah, to Lewis's point, I am interested and excited to see how they build up to like how she finds it, how she chooses to be like, I'm gonna get in this thing and try and pilot. I mean, she does whatever she wants, so I think that'll be easy for them to depict. She's probably gonna be like, oh my god, that thing is massive, I want to drive it.
I'm gonna fuck somebody up in this.
Yeah, like this is now mine. Like that's just her mentality, but I'm interested to see that build up as well as her first experience with that, making that connection with the suit. For sure.
Now, what question are you guys hoping?
Oh, go ahead, Lewis. Sorry.
Question is like how the cockpit is gonna be? Is it gonna be like regular or G Gundam?
Like the camera?
Yeah, like you know how
I think it's gonna be regular.
But I'm just saying. So. I'm just saying because of all the resurrection shit. Like, let's say the Gundam gets damaged and she gets damaged, but she resurrects and she like, you know, heals, and maybe the Gundam heals not during battle.
We'll have
but
to see. Yeah, after, I'm interested. You know, yeah, you're after. Not wrong.
So me reading, my head is like, you know, what if this? What if that? Because
all I'm saying is if Mikazuki had that power, go, bro. Oh my god, he would be running the train on everything all the time. The motherfucker has to go and get handicapped to become a paraplegic, but what? I digress.
But it's like interesting. I really want to see where they take this.
Yeah.
I want a fucking MG now.
Calm. You need to calm down.
What are you guys hoping for from this series? Like, I guess
more adult themes and a Crossbone revive. It's not going to happen, but I just want a Crossbone. I want Crossbone anything. Just give.
You just want a Crossbone in it?
Anything. Yeah, sure. I don't care. Fine. Okay. Sure. Or just like make a whole manga like everyone's been wanting and make actual like anime content of Crossbone, please.
I'm interested to see where they go with this whole magic thing with it. You know what I mean? Because everybody already complained about the whole like new type magic-y shit. Before.
I hope they don't get too magical. They're kind of sitting on like the line right now. That's why they're sitting on the line of that. Like, I understand if she has regeneration and how she like they brought up how after that mission she almost died because of how much that was from what she should normally be able to take.
Yeah.
So she kind of took. So it wasn't like she like you know sets herself on fire on the regular and it's easy. Like she took the risk. So I can like I'll let them get away with that. But I hope it doesn't get even more fantasy than that, because then it's going to get kind of
like, oh, weird. I'm going to put this grenade and then I'm going to be a fucking kamikaze. And then here I just, it's like that movie Wraith.
Yeah, like if her arm blows off and then she regenerates it instantly or something because she's inside the suit and the suit's arm also regenerates instantly, I'm going to be so confused. the hell is going on?
I hope if it does regenerate and the suit, it comes out like Deadpool's regeneration.
Oh, it's like just the inner frame. It's just the inner frame.
Take my strong hand.
That'd be fucking hilarious, dude.
That's so good.
Alex, what are you hoping for from this
more
series?
Gore. Yeah. Just more gore.
More gore.
Nudity. Let's go.
I know. It's nice to have like super adult themes and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, Hathaway's novel, you see Gigi's rotten titties, puss. But this bitch mm-hmm. is cold. Like, yeah, our main character is fucking
but
cold.
I love it. I don't know. I like that I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, I know I'm a queen bee and I'm gonna fucking be a queen bee. That's when I tell her, yeah, senpai here. Take
we're
me.
Degrading quickly.
Lewis already ordered a body pillow. It's fine.
Bro, you read the first three chapters, and there's five chapters, and you were posting screenshots on your Instagram story of her. Get out of my face.
Dude, I fucking like it, man. I don't care. That shit's dope.
Carrie, you know what to cosplay for medieval times next year.
Oh, God.
There's not.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
It's not the time.
I got him.
Got him. All right, you got me.
Carrie, high five. High five.
Well, with that being said, I think we're all pretty excited about this. The story definitely is keeping me like enticed. I want the next chapter and we haven't got it yet, so
is there a date,
like,
do you
waiting.
Know do they say anything, or is it just kind of like it's gonna happen sometime?
They've been releasing pretty like I think every couple of weeks, so we'll probably have a new chapter pretty soon.
Probably next week or the following.
Yeah, so I'm excited for it, man. I like it. I think it's an interesting story. I like the fantasy aspect of it. So I'm a sucker for like fantasy RPGs and stuff like that, and just fantasy in general, mages, magic, all that stuff I love. So you mix it in with mech, I'm like,
you're a wizard, Aris.
Yeah. I like it, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm not a huge manga reader. This is actually the first time I've actually read a manga from like start to finish and paid attention. I mean, it's still ongoing, but like up to date, reading something up to date. Yeah. I can see why it's enjoyable, and they're definitely quick reads. But I mean, I like the story. Copley's going to have to remind me to read it, but I do want to read it. But I'm also one of those guys that's like kind of like Lewis, where give me Kit and then I'll read it afterwards when I like the Kit a lot. Give me crossbone manga, please.
We have crossbone mangas.
More content.
More content.
Give me a crossbone movie,
dude. Please.
I don't know why they didn't take that like further.
They hate us.
But they take fucking.
They like
unicorn.
Releasing kits though. They release the shit out of kits for crossbone, like they do unicorn and RX-78. But they give us no content for it.
Money.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd rather take, you know, if there's a shit ton of mangas and movies and shows of Crossbone, but no kits, I'd be salty. So I guess I'll take the kits over the content. Sure. You win this round, Bandai.
Or they do the best of both worlds and just fuck you with unicorn kits and unicorn content. But I digress.
New,
I actually really...
New unicorn Vercal on the way just to make everyone mad because everyone keeps arguing about it. I'm done. Bye.
You know, it's coming to Gundam Evolution, so speaking of which,
that's either
gonna
be extreme. I'm excited for it. I just hope it's not overpowered, but also hope it's not nerfed to shit where people make fun of it because it sucks.
Well, no, I don't even care about that fucking thing being in the game. I'm more so excited for the game. We're all gonna be playing that. Lewis, are you gonna just buy in and do it? I know you said you're not gonna do it till Wing comes in, but
yeah,
you should just do
you're
it.
Such a it's free to play. If you don't download it and play with us, just because
when
there's no
Wing
shitty
Zero
Wing Zero
comes out, when that shit, I'm gonna be like,
weak ass, Wing, that weak ass mobile suit. They ain't never gonna put that in.
But after that, I ain't not playing no shit. I want my Wing Zero.
I wouldn't be mad if Wing Zero came.
I mean, like, I don't
Zero,
even want
I was trying
to
make him mad. He didn't care.
I mean, like, the regular Wing Zero, you know, TV version, I'm fine with that. You know, it doesn't need no be no feather custom shit. I just want, I don't know. Do they, is it like, do they have like flight types and shit? Or is it just, so that's why they didn't come out with a fucking MG. I mean,
it's a new game, my G. They haven't added everything that they're probably planning.
It hasn't even launched yet.
It's not out yet. They had a playtest.
But they fucking put the unicorn.
Yeah, this is the guy who can't wait for more than 3 days for something to be shipped to him. So I understand why he's mad about them not adding every single Gundam kit into the game before its release.
Just the Wing Zero.
Ding 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 ding.
We need a bell ring whenever we get Logan into a fighting.
I love it. I just love making him get angry.
Or even Death Sight, and he was like a melee. That would have been fucking awesome.
I could see them doing that in the future, though. Honestly, that's a pretty cool idea. A flight melee type instead of most of the flight types in the game transform in our long range. So to have a flight melee type would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and like it's something like being Wing Gundam, and they don't. I mean, I don't want to be like, you know, some boohoo guys on Instagram. You know who I am talking about.
I love that. My favorite guys.
I mean, they should have just shown Wing at least a little love. Just one.
Alright, I'm sorry, but if you don't clip that, hopefully, for future evidence, I'm so mad. Thank you. He's trying to play it off right now. Like, none of us saw that. What are you guys talking about? I definitely did just light the wrong end of the cigarette. I saw that in HZ. I was like, hold on a second. That's how we know it's time to end the series of the show.
You know what we totally skipped over is what we're working on right now.
We're gonna screenshot you lighting that, and we're gonna put it on a t-shirt. Yeah, it's gonna be Bill Bros merch.
I'm not even gonna go to the charity.
And we can pull a cold ones and just do top text, bottom text.
I'm with it. Who wants Build Bros merch? Let's talk about that. I guess, is that all for the week, boys? I mean, I know I'm still plugging along on my Tall Geese. I got very little.
I have
to do
one more thing. Non-Gundam related. If you guys are listening,
everyone
you have,
I'm just kidding.
You have to go to Netflix and watch Cyberpunk Edgerunner. Yeah. That
episode soon.
I that show is phenomenal. That show, so much feels. Like, oh my god,
the music in that show is amazing.
Oh my god, yes. Why? This is,
have you watched
this
it?
Is
yeah,
how
Alex,
the game should have been. This
Alex,
is how the game should
Alex,
have been.
There is straight up death metal in that shit, and like pig squealing in some scenes, and it is so good during shootouts and stuff. Just bar, and it's just like people's heads exploding and limbs being torn off, and you're like, Jesus Christ, what's happening?
This is in the anime.
Yes, dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Dude, I might start that tonight.
I don't know if you noticed, by the way, Lewis, something that I thought that was really cool. A lot of the iconic scenes from the anime are direct pulls and stills from cinematics in the game.
Yes.
Just with the different characters.
You know that room they had the Osaka guy that she was diving? That's the same room that I think it was. It's like 10% into the story that you go in and, you know, the ambulance, but the ambulance comes in and it's exactly the same fucking room. And I'm like,
oh yeah. And like the scene where it has all the main characters walking down the alleyway lined up, and then it shows the game, and the game had all the game's main characters lined up walking down. And it was the exact same like proportions and placement.
Like, oh my god, you were talking about
it made me almost buy the game until I realized it's a bad game.
Yeah, it's a bad game. Like, CD Projekt Red did so phenomenal with fucking Witcher, and then I was so hyped for this game, and to be let down like that. It was like, basically, you guys don't care about us. It's like,
Hopefully end the episode before he's gonna roast the hell out of that CD Projekt Keys and we're not gonna get a sponsorship from them.
Yep. Well,
but just cutting ties left and right.
Stay tuned
before we even have them.
Usagi Boots and Leaping Panda, we love you, I promise.
I'm gonna check that fucking anime out, man. I know Ethan was saying in the Discord it's really fucking good.
You know who's my favorite character?
It's really good.
Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca's pretty cool.
She's
psycho.
Yes, she is like the way she died, I hated it. I hated it.
You're spoiling things for people who haven't watched the show.
It's my god. If you're going in there, go ahead.
Cut the episode. Hopefully, cut the episode. Turn it off. He's gonna keep going on about it.
Do an episode on it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
Next 2 weeks. Give me like a week or two to watch it. We'll start it tonight. We're gonna.
Have him do
you. Help carry paint. Wait, what?
He's gonna mimic you on the outro.
Okay. I'm Bill Bros.
Are you ready for the plugs?
He doesn't know any of the plugs.
He said, no, we'll practice it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Off cam.
With that being said, guys, and I think we're done for this week. Definitely appreciate you guys sticking around, listening to us, and just having fun with us, sharing all our content and stuff like that, guys. So you can find all of the podcasts at Spawn Camp Co. on Instagram. That's going to be WASD, Diggity, and OBO, which me and Logan just ate a really hot chip on there with Carrie as well. Honorable mention. Thank you for coming with us on that adventure. Really funny episode. Definitely check it out. You can see me and Logan take it kind of rough and Carrie act unfazed, so that's fine. Definitely check all the shows out.
We not as rough here. As Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, he jumped in the tub. So.
This motherfucker hit a different plane.
He's just...
I hit my Zen, dog. Emotions.
I started, you know, like when the Millennium Falcon goes into warp speed and all the stars are zooming? That's what I was seeing. What? And I was just sitting like, oh.
My gums feel
so rough.
I opened my eyes only like twice in that, and one of the times I saw you staring at the ground and then swigging a shot, and then the first time I opened my eyes, it was you leaned back with your mouth going, and your whole mouth was neon blue, and I was like, oh, he's dying. I need to close my eyes and not look at him. It's going to make me feel worse.
So if you guys haven't checked that out, definitely go check it out. It's on YouTube. You can find the links through.
You better go watch my suffering.
And speaking of that, too, make sure you follow the Twitch. We're almost at our goal for hitting affiliate on the Spawn Camp Twitch. So
yeah.
You can find me at XXL_newtype. That's pretty much on Instagram only.
What does XXL stand for?
It's my shirt size.
Okay.
And something else too. Lewis.
There it is.
Where can everybody find you?
Dark Zero Builder at Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter. Logan.
You can find me at zealoushanger.us on Instagram. And we'll probably think Lewis and I and Copley will probably get together as well as Alex to start posting more content on the actual Build Bros page. So I'll be posting some of my work there on the actual page too.
Yep. Projects incoming, baby.
Alex, come here, Mecha Sheba.
He said it. Thank you.
I said Mecha Sheba.
And Sweaty McSwampass
on Instagram, and it's Sweaty McSwampass. On Twitch.
Coming to a live concert near you. Yes! That's what you're going to hear in the show later.
All right, boys. I will, I'll catch you guys later.
Let Lewis do it.
Sign us off, Lewis.
Thank you for having us, guys. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And hope you strap on for next episode featuring...
Oh, I guess. I mean, if we do Bell, we have Gunpla Skyfire will be with us. Yeah.
waiting for him to recover right now.
Yes, yeah, yes, 100%. So, yeah.
Hope you're doing good, buddy. We definitely miss you.
Yeah, I think all of us sent DMs to him, I'm sure. Lewis sitting there going, I'm a bad guy. I didn't.
I didn't know nothing. You guys don't. I'm the old man in the group. I'm almost 40.
Yo, you're on Instagram. You comment on people's stuff and are way more active than me, dog. I'll close this out before I start fighting this dude. Close
yo,
it out,
okay, guys. Have a good night, guys. Thank you for joining us. And remember, build for yourself, not for anybody.
Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's Build Bros 4.